Calling all procrastinators. You've got just 1 week to donate to charities if you want to take a deduction on this year's tax return. This has already been a landmark year for philanthropy. Of course, Warren Buffett's $31 billion gift to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation helped. But Buffett wasn't alone, according to Stacey Palmer, editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy.
We're also seeing really a lot of other big gifts. We've seen a record number of gifts of $100 million or more, which is really a substantial donation.
Stacey Palmer reports that all kinds of organizations have benefited from donations. Cultural and arts institutions saw an uptick after suffering benign neglect during the previous 2 years when our hearts and wallets opened up to the victims of Hurricane Katrina and the Asian tsunami. And this year, a new kind of charity has emerged.
You know, someone has described it as microfinance meets Match.com.
That's Premal Shah, founder of a nonprofit called Kiva. It was inspired by the microfinancing work of Muhammad Yunus and the Grameen Bank, which won this year's Nobel Peace Prize. If you go to kiva.org, you see a photo gallery of milk sellers and rickshaw drivers. If you've got even $25 to lend, you can point and click and become part of a global village promoting sustainable development.
We like to think of ourselves as an eBay for microfinance. So, you know, one day a lender can come and weigh, do I want to lend to a goat herder in Uganda versus a seamstress in India? And what's the chances of repayment in one versus the other? What's the social impact of one versus the other? Much like how people weigh, you know, what they want to actually buy on eBay.
Unlike eBay, with Kiva, you get back exactly what you put in without any interest. The Ugandan goat herd or Indian seamstress, though, will have to pay 16% interest. If the word usury just popped into your head, consider this. Those who distribute and collect the loans must often trek across fields to remote hamlets with no mail service, and the borrowers are often illiterate. So managing Kiva's loans is costly. And compared to village moneylenders, who charge up to 1,000%, Kiva's 16% is a downright bargain. Premal Shah says since Kiva's launch a little over a year ago, no borrower has defaulted. That's a plus for 30-year-old Matt Messenger of Madison, Wisconsin. He's a product manager at a software firm. Though he's donated to educational charities, he likes Kiva's system of providing low-cost capital to help an entrepreneur in a developing country pull out of poverty. Messenger has lent $100 to a timber salesman named Stephen in Uganda.
It is a partnership through the Kiva site. Kiva lets me track the entrepreneur that I'm working with and read journal entries from the entrepreneur, and I can give feedback to the entrepreneur. And so it's kind of a real interaction, a relationship. And so in a very real sense, Kiva is making the world smaller, using the Internet to do so.
And perhaps it's not surprising in a year when Time Magazine's Person of the Year is you, as in you online, social networking, MySpacers, building community on the blogosphere. Nor is it surprising that Matt selected an entrepreneur in Uganda. Premal Shah has already spotted an early trend among Kiva lenders.
Kenyans are funded 10.4 times faster than Bulgarians. Agriculture is the fastest industry to be funded. Transportation is the slowest, like taxis and rickshaws. And women are 2.7 times faster than men in terms of rate of funding on the Kiva website.
Which may point up one reservation that philanthropy watchers like Stacey Palmer have with organizations like Kiva.
One of the things that's challenging in the world of deciding where to give your money away is that while you may be passionate about a particular cause, most of us aren't really experts. You know, I might not know about what water project will most help the developing world. So it's also good to give some money to the general fund of some organization you trust and make sure that the experts go out and figure out what is most needed.